tell us all about the Outlook Conference. How did this come about? What is it that you guys are actually looking at?
So the Outlook Conference is what's called a horizon scanning or future scoping conference. We're interested in exploring ideas from a whole range of different perspectives, from the sciences, from the arts and humanities, from psychology, education, technology, engineering, thinking about what we would like the planet to look like in 20 to 50 years.
Wow. Big question.
yeah, it is a big question. So the reason we're doing this is because, you know, a lot of human activities are very focused, and we have a lot of experts in particular areas, but it's very difficult for different experts to talk to each other.
Mm.
So that's what this conference is about. It's about getting people from all sorts of different disciplines together in the same room to kind of brainstorm about the future.
Wow. And what sort of disciplines will you have at the conference?
We've got people from education, from psychology, from environmental sciences, from evolutionary biology, from anthropology, from medicine. That's just a short list off the top of my head.
Good grief. I think that when you get so many people who are experts in such a wide breadth of things, you can really start talking interesting conversations, and you can really get to the nitty-gritty of a lot of things. Are there any kind of particular issues? I know you said we want to understand what we want the world to look like in
okay,
kind of that
so
50-year mark. But what in when you've got so many experts from so many fields, what specifically are you looking at?
So the first thing we have to come to terms with, I guess, is that this is now a human planet.
Mm.
That there isn't anywhere on this planet that is not affected by human activity. And, I mean, just to give you some examples, I mean, humans move more sand and soil and rock than all natural processes combined.
Mm.
The weight, the sheer weight of humans and the animals that humans eat is now seven times the weight of all other wild mammals and wild birds on land.
Oh, my gosh.
Seven times.
Wow.
So all of those nature documentaries that you see with wildebeest galloping across the plains of Africa, they're actually a tiny, tiny fraction of the number of cows and sheep that are on the planet.
Mm.
Anyway, so the point here is that we just have to accept that this is the case, and it's unlikely that we're going to be able to conserve Earth in its historical state.
Mm.
That is that you know, harking back to the past is not actually going to be possible for us.
Mm.
What we do need to think about, we now have a choice. We have a choice to make over the next couple of decades about what the Earth is going to look like and what kind of planet we want to leave for our children and, importantly, for the rest of the organisms on the planet as well.
Mm.
We can go two extremely different ways. One is Megacity One dystopia of, you know, Judge Dredd and AD 2000 and that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The other is a much different kind of vision. It's the kind of vision, for instance, that Singapore is trying to move to at the moment,
mm.
where they're bringing animals and plants back into urban spaces and thinking about being stewards of the environment rather than just using the environment as a source of things that we can get. So those kinds of overarching concerns,
mm.
You know, we need to think about how best to do this in terms of education, in terms of human development, human evolution, in terms of what we can conserve and where and how we're going to do that, in terms of how our resource use needs to be modified, in terms of energy and extractables, all of these things. They're all very complex questions that lots of different people are working on, but in order to come to sensible solutions, we need input from not just people collecting data about the problem. We need psychology, sociology, ethics, environmental science, nudge therapy. There's all sorts of different areas of human endeavor that we need to coordinate here. That's what this conference is about, is exposing people to the best and brightest thinkers in adjacent and more distant disciplines.
Absolutely. So is the conference open to kind of anyone who wishes to come along?
Yeah, it is.
Fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Fantastic, because yeah. I'm definitely not an expert in any field, but I feel like there's a lot of different views that a lot of different people can offer.
Yeah, so we're trying to make this also open and inclusive, so that there's lots of time set aside for panel discussions and for networking and for question and answer sessions.
Now, this isn't the first Outlook conference that has been held. In the past, and I guess looking to the future for this conference, what kind of comes next? Have we seen any kind of real significant movement come out of these conferences?
Well, many of the outcomes are actually intangible, because they involve connections between people.
Yeah.
And they involve the spreading of ideas. In particular, what I'm interested in is our research students and early career researchers getting exposed to a much broader range of ideas and ways of thinking about the planet and about, facts and life and everything else. Because, if you're a PhD student or an early career academic or researcher, you're very focused on your particular area of expertise, and you often don't look up or look around you to see what other people are doing. So what I would like to do is to get people to become aware of adjacent and more distant disciplines and understand that they have things to offer.
Absolutely.
Even if immediately you can't see why understanding, someone in anthropology or sociology or psychology might be important for your particular project on synthetic biology or something like that, there are connections that are useful, and there are connections that can help you.
Absolutely. Michael, it sounds like a really, really fantastic event. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
That's okay, Jess. A pleasure.